did you ever walk up to your buddy and say, you know, my arm really hurts. You know, I injured it the other day. And what did your buddy do? They'd stomp on your foot. And you'd say, why the heck did you do that?
You and I must have grown up with the same friends.
Oh, yeah. And they'd say, well, now doesn't your arm feel better? And I'd be like, well, yeah, it does. And yeah, I did grow up with those friends. I tell this story to some people, and I sometimes just get the wide eyes, like, they did what?
Yeah, we are not making recommendations here.
We're not making recommendations, but it's a real phenomenon. It was described by LeBars, late 70s, 78 or something like that, in rodent models initially. And what happens is that when you engage a nociceptive stimulus or a painful stimulus in a site distal, different from where the primary pain is, it engages a brainstem circuit that has descending pathways to the spinal cord and inhibits pain.
Amazing.
Pain inhibits pain. It works.